Outcome-based approach. Personal outcomes are the tangible results individuals achieve through care, support, and treatments. These outcomes include a person's physical, social, and emotional needs. An outcome-based approach in healthcare strives to achieve more than just providing medical interventions. It aims to optimize an individual's well-being by focusing on their functional abilities and promoting independence. This blog aims to provide a comprehensive understanding of personal outcomes and explores the outcome-based approach in healthcare, addressing its benefits and challenges. What is defined as an outcome? In healthcare and social care, the term outcome carries profound significance as it summarizes the desired results and accomplishments individuals aspire to achieve through the support and services they receive. These personal outcomes are easily defined and focused on promoting the individual's well-being, aspirations, and needs. This gains more depth when we acknowledge that each person's priorities and preferences are unique. However, personal outcomes are anything but static. They mirror the dynamic nature of life itself, continually evolving in response to shifting circumstances and changing life situations. Outcomes can be classified into three categories: quality of life, process, and change. Quality of life outcomes focuses on providing individuals with a safe and enriching life experience, ensuring access to regular activities, choice, and control. Process outcomes are related to how support is delivered and include acts of respect, dignity, and the sense of being valued. Change outcomes aim to achieve improved physical, mental, or emotional functioning of individuals, including improved confidence, improved skills, better mobility, and stronger social interactions and relationships. For an individual to achieve positive health outcomes, it is crucial that healthcare professionals are aware and aligned with their goals and are equipped with practical measurement tools to track progress and identify areas for improvement. By incorporating personal outcomes into care plans and continuously reassessing them, healthcare professionals can foster a person-centered approach, leading to a higher quality of care for the people they support. What is an outcome-based approach? An outcome-based approach in healthcare is a paradigm that revolves around measuring the success and effectiveness of healthcare services based on the outcomes achieved for individuals. This approach places the personal outcomes of an individual at the forefront, making them the foundation for evaluating the quality of care provided. By prioritizing personal outcomes, healthcare providers can identify areas for improvement and implement evidence-based interventions to improve the overall care experience for individuals. This approach empowers individuals to be actively involved in their care and support planning, emphasizing the importance of active listening without judgment, and recognizing each individual's unique strengths and capabilities. The outcomes-based approach requires a collaborative process, where the design of the care plan is a joint effort involving the individual receiving care, their families, and caregivers. By adopting this approach, healthcare organizations focus on positively impacting individuals' lives rather than just performing medical checks. Adopting an outcomes-based approach in healthcare is essential as it enables people to live fulfilled lives by valuing their preferences, needs, and strengths. By providing compassionate support in ways that are meaningful and relevant to individuals, they are more likely to make informed decisions about their care and experience improved quality of life. Developing outcome-based practice in healthcare requires collaboration among care recipients and healthcare professionals, as well as meaningful conversations about the goals and aspirations of the individuals. Engaging in open and empathetic dialogue allows individuals to reflect on their lives, build confidence, and foster a more profound understanding among all parties. To achieve a positive outcome-based practice, healthcare and social workers should ask the right questions and help individuals explore their hopes and fears before developing a care plan. Listening carefully, showing empathy, and allowing the conversation to flow naturally are essential components of this process. It also involves identifying strengths within the person and their family and celebrating achievements while anticipating potential challenges. The process of developing an outcome-based practice involves reshaping healthcare strategies to be person-centered. Equal access to health and social care resources across society is necessary for an outcome-based approach that benefits all communities. Assessment. Assessments play a crucial role in adopting an outcome-based practice in healthcare. Thorough assessments empower individuals to take control of their lives and work towards their aspirations and goals. The process begins by defining challenges and gaining valuable insights. Through comprehensive assessments, individual outcomes are identified, and risks to independence, health, and well-being are acknowledged and managed. The three models of assessment include: questioning model. The assessor asks necessary questions to determine the person's needs. Procedural model. The assessor follows relevant procedures to choose appropriate and beneficial services. Exchange model. Where all parties, including the assessor, care recipient, and carer, collaborate to co-produce assessments, plans, and reviews. The assessment process should be collaborative, involving the individual receiving care, their family, healthcare providers, and relevant authorities. Building relationships. Building strong and constructive relationships is fundamental to developing an outcome-based practice in healthcare work. In an outcome-based approach, direct involvement with individuals becomes central, and healthcare professionals need to engage in conversations based on the outcomes crucial to the person's well-being, focusing on establishing rapport and actively listening to their unique life experiences. The emphasis on relationship building helps to further foster confidence, trust, and collaboration. Setting outcomes. Agreeing on the outcomes is essential to ensure that individuals view them as achievable and are motivated to work towards them. Healthcare professionals can use the domain framework within the support plan as a guide when setting outcomes. They can consider various outcome categories, including quality of life, process, and change. The SMART criteria, specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, time-bound, can be applied to ensure outcomes are well-defined. Identifying outcomes involves engaging clinicians and individuals in the process and understanding that achievements may happen at different time frames. By taking a thoughtful and flexible approach to setting outcomes, healthcare professionals can better support individuals in achieving their goals and promoting positive change in their lives. Challenges to outcome-based approach. Implementing an outcome-focused approach involves various challenges, but by understanding these challenges and working to overcome them, healthcare professionals can successfully implement an outcome-based approach that maximizes the positive impact on the individuals they serve. Challenges include identifying outcomes that benefit an individual's well-being and needs. Balancing an individual's autonomy with the views of carers requires careful consideration, and involving other relevant professionals is essential, as outcomes require the cooperation of multidisciplinary teams and organizations. Developing accurate and reliable methods to measure and track progress toward outcomes can also be challenging, so it is crucial to choose appropriate assessment tools. Adequate funding and staffing are essential to support the implementation and ongoing evaluation of outcomes effectively. Additionally, shifting from a patient-centered to a person-centered approach requires a change in organizational culture and attitudes. Benefits of an outcome-based approach in social and healthcare. The outcome-based approach in social and healthcare offers several benefits that prioritize individuals' needs and strive to deliver the best possible outcomes. Focusing on individual goals and aspirations ensures person-centered care, tailoring support to align with their preferences and priorities. This empowerment and participation foster a sense of ownership and self-determination, leading to increased engagement and motivation to work towards desired outcomes. Additionally, the outcome-based approach provides clear and measurable objectives, improving accountability and evaluation. This leads to better decision-making and resource allocation, ensuring that services deliver meaningful results and improve the quality of life for individuals. The approach encourages collaboration among healthcare providers and support services, addressing various aspects of a person's life and ensuring continuity of support. The focus on continuous improvement through regular evaluation and adjustment of care plans ensures services evolve to meet individuals' changing needs and preferences. Unique Community Services is applying an outcome-based approach in social and healthcare. At Unique Community Services, our outcomes-based approach demonstrates our commitment to person-centered care. To help the people we support thrive, we develop personalized care plans with a structured framework through which we collaboratively identify and establish desired outcomes across various areas of individuals' lives. Our team of dedicated and compassionate clinicians maintains open communication with the individuals we serve, ensuring an evaluation and adjustment of the support plan when required. Through our approach, we improve independent living and strive to improve the overall well-being of every individual under our care. With offices in Manchester and Bristol, Unique Community Services is always available to provide proactive care. Our services are regulated by the Care Quality Commission, CQC, the UK's independent health and social care regulator. Contact us today to get personalised support and to learn more about our outcome-based approach. Latest posts, neurological disorders. From diagnosis to empowerment blog, neurological disorders include various conditions affecting the brain, spinal cord, and nerves. These challenges can arise due to changes in the read more, mixed dementia. One diagnosis, dual challenges blog, mixed dementia presents a unique set of challenges. Individuals with mixed dementia may experience symptoms from Alzheimer's disease, vascular dementia, and read more. What causes neurological disorders? Uncategorized neurological disorders are medical conditions affecting the brain, nerves, and the spinal cord. Structural, chemical, or electrical changes within the nervous. Read more.